From the Sacred Kiss Studios in Canada, this is That Reporter Kid Speaks.
You are gonna like it!
Hey everybody, what's going on? That Reporter Kid here on That Reporter Kid Speaks. Doing a solo episode today. Not really sure what's gonna come of it. Not really sure what I'm gonna talk about. Not really sure why I haven't done them in a while. Well, I actually am sure about that, and that's kind of what I'm gonna talk about today. But I feel like I've been neglecting you guys. I feel like I haven't, I know I haven't been releasing episodes on this podcast lately. Ever since before I even went on my trip, which was like more easily over 2 weeks ago. So that's obviously not a really good thing, but you know, I'm back here. I figured I'd have to do something. So I'm just kind of want to see what's going to come of this. These episodes that I had done by myself solo, I had actually taken them off, as you guys would see. And it's because I feel weird when I do the solo episodes. I feel like I always have to have a guest because this is a podcast that always has a guest. You know, there's my guest right there, my dog barking. But like, I always feel like I need to be talking to somebody on the show. And it feels, you know, kind of weird. But I guess right here, I'd like to talk about, I did the talk about the Kiss concert in Toronto and all that stuff that went on, but I never really did talk about all the other stuff, like all the other stuff that we did. We were there for 3 days, so we didn't just talk about, you know, going to the Kiss concert and all that. We actually met up with some family. I met Joe Rangatang in person, went up to the CN Tower with him, going to talk about that. That episode will be posted soon. He had me on his show, High on Trees. And, yeah, that was a lot of fun. So, yeah, I guess I'm just gonna kind of talk about whatever in this episode and, try to take a better approach to it, than I had been before, instead of, you know, trying to rant and rave, which is kind of what I'm doing anyway. So I just got done listening to Skeptic Tank episode, like, 76 or something like that. You know, an episode of Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank with Bert Kreischer called Ego. And I really like, by the way, how he does, like, each topic every time. I really enjoyed that. And I love all the talk about, like, them getting together as Death Squad people and doing, like, odd shows here or there. I know they were talking on there. Bert was talking about having Ari, him, and Joey odd dates in Australia or something like that. I'm not sure that's the Australian thing. I know that Bert and Ari wanted to go to Australia. But then again, I know that Joey can't go to Australia because he can't even come to Canada because of the whole, something about his passport. Something about charges and stuff like that. So, and by the way, what a shame. You know, that's such a shame. I really wish I could eventually see a Joey Diaz show. You know, him live with some people. I guess when I get older, I'll have to, like, go down to California and see all these guys. But it really sucks because I can't even see one of their shows even if they did come here. Unless I got really lucky and they did, like, you know, the Rebecca Cohen or something like that. Which is like a 2,000-seat venue or something like that. But I think they could easily do it if they had Joe, Ari. I know they couldn't have Joey, but if they had Joe, Ari, Duncan, if they had those three, because I was talking about this with somebody, I was talking about this with PJ at Perfect Ugly on Twitter and Izzy at The Izzy Rock, and I was talking about this when I had them on the Death Squad special part two, like who our favorite comedy lineup would be, like our fantasy comedy lineup, and they, I think it was Izzy who had mentioned that, if, you know, if you had more than three comics, it would end up being a little much, unless, and then we came up with the idea that each comic would do, like, 15, 20 minutes. But that would still be a lot to see a whole bunch of different comics, but I would enjoy it. They do it at the Ice House. They have, like, six comics or something? I don't know. They sometimes have more, but, yeah, so that'd be really cool. So, I was in Toronto, and there was about 4 or 5 days after I left, there was going to be a Joe Rogan show with Duncan and Ari, and I think maybe Bert. I don't think so. But yeah, it was going to be Joe, Duncan, and Ari, who are obviously some of my favorites. Because, you know, the ones I talk about the most, them and Bert and Joey Diaz. And it's so hard to pick a favorite. Like, why would you? All of them are fantastic. Like, there's probably, like, two people from the Joe Rogan podcast that I haven't followed to their separate solo ventures. And with the Death Squad stuff. Maybe, like, well, with Death Squad combined, probably, like, five people who I like, haven't followed or whatever. I don't follow the porn stars. I don't like that they have that Red Band as porn stars on the Ice House Chronicles. I don't know if I'm the only one who doesn't like that. Like, sometimes they can be okay. And I'm not going to, like, have a personal vendetta against porn stars or anything. I'd rather they stick to comics because I find that makes the best conversations. But yeah, there was that show, and it sucks because even if we would have stayed a few extra days to go see that show, I still couldn't, as I said. You know, I'm almost 14, and maybe there could have been an exception made or something. I just think it would have been a really cool thing, but, you know, it didn't happen. So let me just kind of go through it. We got to Toronto, went to the hotel. We stayed at the Marriott by the Eaton Center, for those of you guys who live in Toronto or are familiar with the area. We stayed there, and there was actually cool because the Eaton Center is a huge, huge mall in Toronto. One of, if not the biggest mall in Toronto. And we went there, and in our hotel, it was like connected to it, the Marriott. So we, on the second floor, you walk to the top of the second floor, and there's like this passageway that you can go straight to the Eaton Center. So you can, even though it's pretty hard to maneuver around because it's a huge mall, you can go to the second floor, grab some food, and bring it right back to your room without even going outside. Like, you can just walk straight through on the inside path, which I thought was really cool. So, yeah, I really enjoyed the hotel, and it was so funny because they said free Wi-Fi and a rooftop pool came with this hotel. And I'm starting to realize that, like, sorry, I just had to check if the recording was still going. I started to realize that in, like, the business side of things, and you know, the business side of everything, there seems to be a lot of pretty muches. And what I mean is that they pretty much had free Wi-Fi because they had free Wi-Fi in the lobby. And you could come down, they wouldn't stop you. People were always down there with their laptops, their phones, using the Wi-Fi down there. So they did have free Wi-Fi pretty much. Their pool was on the top floor in a glass thing so that you could see all outside, but it wasn't on the rooftop, but it was still on the top floor, so technically it was a rooftop pool, you know what I mean? But they kind of sell you short a little bit on that, but you know, nothing against the Marriott. I had a really nice time while I was there. Go to the Kiss concert. You guys can check out Creatures of the Net podcast. I did a whole episode about that, so don't really need to do it, but talk about it here. But I met the whole band, had the concert. It was fantastic. Best night of my life. So we go to bed that night. The next day, we're going to meet up with my aunt, Auntie Marlene, and this is my dad's nephew, so I'm not... Yeah, my cousin. Okay, so my cousin Justin and my other cousin Bree. I just call her... Her name's Brianna, but I call her Bree. So yeah, they were two people that... Actually, three people that I'd never met before, my Auntie Marlene, but I'd heard a lot about her, and I knew she lived in Toronto. And she was going to take us to Red Lobster, but me and my dad were not too crazy about that because, you know, Red Lobster is Red Lobster. So we decided to actually go to a place called Island Foods. It's some delicious West Indian food. And there's one West Indian food place that I know of here in Nova Scotia. It's called Caribbean Twist. And I actually did an interview with a rapper, Kayo, there. On my YouTube channel, for my YouTube channel, and they were really good, yeah, really good place, but there's so much more, it's so much more common in Toronto, so we were there, and yeah, we drove to the place, I got to, you know, get to know everybody, and we clicked instantly, me and my two cousins, and my aunt, we clicked so instantly, because, like, on my dad's side of the family, I really don't know a lot of people. I know a lot, but, like, I don't really know them. Like, I've met a lot of people on my dad's side of the family. But, like, we don't really have ongoing relationships with a lot of them. Probably, like, four people we've seen regularly, like, you know, semi-regularly. It's a lot different with my mom's side of the family, but I just don't know why. It just seems like there's more people on my dad's side of the family. There's, they're more spaced out when everybody, and I mean everybody in my mom's family, is in Alberta. So we lived there, obviously, my whole life until like 4 years ago. So clearly, I had met them before I was even, you know, before I could really meet people. So, you know, I knew them, but it's kind of hard with my dad's family because they live in the Caribbean. They live in Nova Scotia. They live in Ontario. They live in the States. There's a lot of people, and I've never even been to the States. But, you know, it's hard to maintain relationships with people that you're not going to see very much. But, you know, we met them, and we really clicked right away. It was a really great experience. It was a great night. So we had our food, delicious food. They were like, here, take some extras so you can bring home. We didn't think about there's this delicious drink that I always have with my rotis, which is what we got that night. And for those of you guys who don't know what a roti is, one, you're out of your damn mind, and two, there's just like some delicious marinated meat mixed with potatoes wrapped up in this like tortilla-ish thing, but it's thicker and it tastes really good. Like, if you dip it in the sauce, you can eat the bread by itself. That's how delicious it is. So we had that, and then we got, there's this drink called Ting, T-I-N-G. If you search it up or look in your, like, Caribbean section or your superstore or whatever, really, really delicious, and it goes with the food really well. They got extras of those, they got extra rotis for us to bring home, but we didn't consider the fact that you can't drink, bring liquids on planes that you had bought prior, which kind of pisses me off, because like, what do you think I'm gonna do? How to, I don't know, if some of you guys might be listening to this on a plane, so I won't mention that. By the way, like, I didn't listen to a single second of any podcast on a plane because I thought they were going to talk about some kind of terrorist event or 9/11 or something like that. That's how nervous I get about things. I just sit there listening to music that I've proof heard before, but I'm not going to sit there and listen to a podcast to make sure there's nothing in it and then listen to it again. That's just ridiculous. So I don't listen to podcasts on planes, especially Joe Rogan with the whole, all this conspiracy stuff. Like, you're setting yourself up to hear something you don't want to hear on a plane if you have like an episode with Eddie Bravo that you're going to listen to. Every episode they talk about like 9/11 conspiracies. So that's definitely not something you want to be listening to on a plane. But I digress. So yeah, we had that, and those people, the TSA, are probably just going to bring those drinks home and drink them themselves. And that's the funny part. They say, hey, do you want to go out and quickly drink it? You think before I want to get on a plane, I'm going to chug some Caribbean soda, the whole friggin' bottle before I get on a plane? Like, of course I don't want to go out and drink it now. We were supposed to bring it home. It's a saver. But yeah, we did. So yeah, we got the extra stuff, and then we went on Queen Street, which is where you guys have MTV. It's funny, I say you guys, because I'm assuming everybody who listens to this is in the United States. You guys in the U.S., you have MTV. Here we have the exact same thing, but it's called Much Music, and there's not as many trashy reality shows. It's mostly music videos, but not the kind that I'd be into. It's like Britney Spears and all that kind of stuff. But hey, flavor of the day, you know, flavor of the times. And I'm not going to diss Britney Spears either. She's been around. But yeah, this is the home of Much Music, and there's also the CTV station. I don't know if you guys are aware of that in the States, but it has a lot of the shows you guys would see. Grey's Anatomy, Anger Management, that new Charlie Sheen show, Survivor, things like that. It's all on the channel CTV here. I'm not sure you guys have that in the States. I think it's a Canadian channel. So yeah, we took pictures in front of that, and it's so cool at the CTV studios. It looks like there's a car bursting through the wall, and like the wheels turning, and there's this light on the top. It's really, really cool. And I just got pictures in front of all that. It's on my Facebook. Just go and add me, Cassius Morris. I'm advertising myself to all the predators out there. Here, why don't I just give you my address while I'm at it? But yeah, so we went there, had a fantastic time. Then we went to this store called Steve's Music Store, which was really, really cool. It's the oldest, according to Justin, which I would obviously believe, the oldest music store in Toronto. They have it in Toronto, Ottawa, and another city. And yeah, they had the whole second floor is all drums. So they had parts, they had cymbals, they had skins, they had snares, they had everything. It was, I was in heaven. And all the stuff that you could play was electronic drum sets, which is usually the case because they don't want you making too much noise with the real ones and stuff. But I threw on the headphones and jammed out on a couple electronic kits, which, you know, aren't really for me. But, like, you know, I don't mind electronic kits when I'm going to play in a store, but I like my real set. I wouldn't want to trade that in for a real set. What I would like to do is get an electronic kit along with a real set so that I can, like, if somebody's sleeping or watching a movie, I can just go into my room and play on the electronic set with my headphones. I think that'd be a really good deal, but, you know, not anything can happen with that. And we saw the CN Tower. Yeah, we drove out there, and this is at night. It's like 9:10 at night. So we're driving, walking around, and then we drove out to the CN Tower at night, and we got to stare at the very bottom and look up, and I got some video of that. And my phone was obviously full by that point because I'd taken pictures, and there's so many pictures I took of the CN Tower. That thing is beautiful. Like, when we were driving from the airport on the bus to the hotel, like, it's just so, like, it's so much bigger in person. Like you imagine it huge, but it doesn't matter how big you imagine it, it's even bigger when you're right there in front of it. Which women tell me a lot. But it was definitely fantastic. I can't even say that without laughing because people will think I'm such a douchebag for saying that. No, I'm just joking around. So yeah, I was looking at it and it was really cool. And yeah, then the next day we got up, we went and met my dad's friend Candy, who I'd never met. She's also, well, she lives in Toronto, and really nice lady. Then we all went up. We met Joe Rangatang from Twitter. You guys know him. He came up, invited me to do the podcast at the top, as he calls it, the concrete jungle of Canada, aka Toronto and the CN Tower. So he invited us up there. We hung out with him for a little while. We took everything in. We did the glass floor. We walked out there. There's like this outside viewing area where there's like a cage, and it's so crazy because there's like a cage so that, like, you know, there's no jumpers. Somebody had climbed up to the cage on the very top and written their name, which I thought was just crazy and ridiculous. But yeah, it's a really cool place. The elevator actually has a glass floor, so you can look down. The whole thing is glass except for the very back, so you can, like, look down and see how high you're going. And it goes so fast your ears start to pop when you're going up and down. So you have to get used to the pressure. So that's how high it is. But yeah, we went up there. We were at the outside viewing area looking over everything. We did the podcast for like 45 minutes. Really good. I really enjoyed it. Joe's an awesome guy. Follow at Joe Rangatan. I say tan because that's how it's spelled. I'm guessing. Jowrangatan. Just search it up. Joe Rangatan. You guys know how to spell orangutan, I should hope. We did that. Great podcast. Then we took it in a little more. We walked around, you know. And then went down, said bye to Joe. And then I'm pretty sure it was right off to the airport. No, actually, no. We went for late lunch, early dinner with Candy. And at the same restaurant, Island Foods, the exact same location. We were back the next day because it was so delicious. So that was our, like, last meal in Toronto. Then we drove to the airport. So much traffic, we had misjudged the time. And, we went and we drove. We were in the car for about an hour, just driving around, trying to find a different shortcut. We were going through closed roads that we were just following other people because other people clearly in Toronto didn't care if a road was closed. If there was an opening, they would drive right through it. We saved ourselves so much traffic by doing stuff like that. And I don't want to incriminate Candy here, but, it was, you know, there's a lot of stuff that you can do to avoid that kind of traffic. So, but we did hit a lot of traffic. I mean, kind of got like the scenic tour of Toronto. Like, we saw like real houses and stuff like that, which was new for me and my dad because we had only seen high-rise apartments, apartment after apartment after apartment, just all these buildings, and they're still building. And the question me and my dad had asked ourselves so much is, where are they getting this money? You know, like, there's so much buildings, there's things everywhere. Everything is huge. It's just, oh, it was just fantastic. I love the city, I really do. And people who haven't been there, like, actually, you know, some people who have been there have told me it's like a nasty city, and that like they don't like it, which I guess is kind of true. It is kind of like a big, it's pretty kind of dirty. Like when you walk over the sewer vent things, they really stink. Like they don't just stink a little, but they really stink. And that was something new for me. Also, something new for me is that, I knew homeless people, obviously. I knew of homeless people. I'd seen them in Halifax walking around, sitting there with cups, jingling their cups, you know, with the change. But I had never, until we went there to Toronto, I had never seen somebody sleeping on the sidewalk before. Like, people were actually sleeping on the street. I saw three people sleeping on the street. One guy in the middle of the night, just in the middle of the sidewalk, downtown, just sitting there sleeping. And I was like, what? And the next day we were walking down Yonge Street, the left side of Yonge Street, and we were going to the One Direction store for my little sister because she didn't get to come, and she wanted us to go to the One Direction store and get her some stuff, which actually we walked 5 blocks and it wasn't even there anymore, which kind of sucked. But yeah, we were walking there and we passed a McDonald's, and there was a guy literally in front of the door of the McDonald's asleep. And my dad was like, you know, how do these business owners allow that? Like, if I'm going to a McDonald's and I'm going to walk to the door and there's a homeless man sleeping at the door, I'm obviously not going to, like, step over him and open the door and hit him in the head with the door or something like that. I'm just going to go to the next one a couple sidewalks over, you know? But yeah, that was really interesting. And apparently, there's so much, like, crime and so much bigger stuff they have to deal with that they just check if you're alive. If you're sleeping on the street, they check if you're alive and they leave. If you're alive, they'll leave you be. And if you're dead, they'll take care of you. The police, of course. They'll take your body away or whatever, you know? But, yeah, like, that was a big first for me. Also, another first, it's so friggin' busy there. Like, it's just ridiculous. And that makes me imagine, like, somebody said, Toronto makes Halifax look like a little village city. New York does that to Toronto, and Asia does that to New York. Like, it's just, I can't imagine it being any more crowded. But there's still two levels up, New York and Asia, which is just unbelievable. Because we were walking around, there's literally always somebody brushing up against your shoulder. And I was like, are they trying to pickpocket me? Like, why is everybody walking so close to me? But that's just the way people walk. You always have to do these, like, you're walking around, you're doing kung fu moves. Like, hiya, hiya, trying to dodge people so that they... Because if you don't move, it's like they think they can walk right through you or something. Because they can tell you're a tourist. So they'll just literally, they'll be standing right in front of you, walking right towards you. And if you don't move, you guys will butt heads. That's something that was like really like new to me. Because like, you know, you can walk around a sidewalk. It's kind of like what I hear in the podcast that I listen to. 15 minutes in LA means 25 minutes. People know that. 15 minutes in Nova Scotia means 15 minutes. You know, if you're 16 minutes late, you're late. So yeah, just really busy. And I guess it's Canada's New York, and then Vancouver would be Canada's LA, in my opinion, even though I've never been there yet. But I'm hoping to one day. And hey, I didn't even care for Toronto. I didn't want to go. All I knew is that it was in, I did not want to go, but all I knew was that it was in Canada and I wanted to see KISS. So, you know, what the hell? Why not fly over there? It's the closest thing. I'm trying to think of anything else. But yeah, me and my dad had a great time. Lots of nice people. We went to the Hard Rock Cafe. It was right around the corner from our hotel. And we were on the 8th floor, room 818. Go sniff the sheets. That's where our DNA was. So there you go. And that's maybe I should have been on the podcast with Ari Shaffir for Ego. Because, you guys know I don't obviously think that. I don't actually think that, but, you know. Normal people wouldn't say that kind of stuff. Anyway, those are my Toronto adventures. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm looking for people to have on the podcast. So, like, if you have any suggestions, tweet me at that reporter kid. Sorry, I haven't been on Twitter a lot. Let's just say I don't really have access too much right now. But, you know, I'm not abandoning you guys. My Twitter family, I'm not abandoning you guys. So yeah, follow me on Twitter at ThatReporterKid. Like the Facebook page, facebook.com/ThatReporterKid. Trying to figure out something with the sponsor situation, but I'm going to try to like sell a shirt or whatever. But I don't want to sell a shirt with my face on it. I'm already pushing it. I'm selling a Creatures I'm going to be selling a Creatures of the Night shirt. It has my face and Kiss makeup on it, which is just pushing it. The only way you can wear a shirt with yourself on it is if you're in Kiss makeup. Otherwise, you look like a complete douchebag. So I'm going to try to sell like a shirt or something, but yeah. That, you know, thatreportykid.com leads to the Podomatic page because some cocksucker messed with it, with the actual website. So thanks for that, buddy. But I'm not going to let that bother me. I got support from people. I got support from Duncan Trussell, Brody Stevens. These people are helping me out. So, you know, thanks to everybody who was supportive when all that crap started going down. I guess that's it. And donate, please. That helps out a lot. Because every time I get, like, a good-sized donation from somebody, I have to use it because there's so much stuff that, like, I have to get done for this, like, with hosting and merchandising and stuff like that, that it goes really quick. So, like, if you guys donate, like, $5, that would help a lot. So, I'm trying to get the Zoom H4N recorder, like, the one that a lot of the podcasters have for portable recording, because I have the Zoom H1, but that doesn't really work because, like, you have to move it back and forth between each other, each person's mouth and stuff, and it's just, yeah, so I'm saving up for the H4N, that'll be my next thing, and then I'll rent some mics and stuff, so yeah, thanks for listening, those are my adventures in Toronto, see you guys later. To lead us out, the Martyr album by Immortal Technique, here you go.
For all my free market healthcare robbing, stock stealing, retirement fun, fucking with niggas. Fuck you little credit card scamming, jewelry stealing, crack selling, liquor store robbing motherfuckers. Shout to the homies, Carnegie, OG, Willie Randolph, Hearst, Baruch, Rockefeller, the real Rockefeller, my main bitch, Leona, bought a little Louis XIII, Scott Rothstein, Jack Abramoff, hold your head, my Rothschild niggas, let's get this money. I spent my day peppering America overseas, pension for the workers, nigga please, embezzlement, etiquette, private settlement, I'm better with Confederate rhetoric from my mansion in Connecticut, foreclosed if it closed out the tenement, I twist words like a speech impediment, I hope you got good credit, bitch, if not, better get a new job with benefits, while I play golf with niggas and get cheddar with, new money buys brand new carrots, my old money bought your great grandparents, you got grills in your mouth, I ain't mad at ya. I own every gold mine in South Africa. Thanks, baby, you made me a billion. Plus, I own a building for each one of my children's children. That's the shit. Snort coke in the whip, Miss USA, sucking my dick. Yeah, what? Fuck the law, cause real jailers for suckers. I go to country club prison, you dumb motherfuckers. I am the 1%, fucking bitch. Yeah, you know my CEO, corporate steez. Please overthrow governments overseas in a breeze. Politicians in my pockets for a few hundred G's. So if I'm ever in court, my assets are never freeze. I got a job and a house and a bank account. When I'm out, I doubt that's something you could say. And if not, then a fake death like Kenneth Lay. Make money every day the world burns on its axis. Why y'all struggling to pay taxes? I'm getting my money the fastest. Memos and faxes, shredded up documents. Slush funds through the corrupt continents. But they don't want me indicted, cause they don't want my dirty laundry aired when I fight it. Don't get my lawyers excited, cause what good is a law if you can't rewrite it? I got CIA traitors, dictators, so fuck y'all whistleblowers and haters. Shit. I'll invest money from Al-Qaeda in the bank, 9/11 widows go to later. Capitalism's who I pray to. Fuck the state of the world. Money talks, so what the fuck I need to say to your girl? I don't pay them the fuck, I pay them the lame. You know my CEO, corporate Steve's greed. I treat countries like the IMF, down on your knees. Real gangsters run the world, fuck what you believe. I cut down a forest while y'all niggas burning some trees. I get your family murdered for a couple of G's. Cause your working class money ain't fucking with me. You think rappers are rich cause of songs you heard? My labels make the money and have it rap the fucking word. In the ocean, coasting with the sails out. Hey America, thanks for the bailouts. I made off at the Banco Ambrosiano. Got away scot-free like El Vaticano. Activist, active bitch, get mad at me cause I'm a tax-free charity. 80% to the staff and company and 20% to the homeless and hungry. The country gotta pay the Fed Reserve. Kick back to the banksters, haven't you learned? You protest cops and patrols on the street, but I bought City Hall so I own the police. Email, Facebook, and the shit you tweet. All the phone companies so I heard you speaking. My suggestion is no correction, no election. Sex with no affection, no invention. To benefit the world, a man will exist till I got the money in my hand. World Bank, interest rate, damn rate on a spot. But I'm a gangster. or you gon' take my money, like it or not, nigga.
I got your country in my pocket, motherfucker.
You know my CEO makes Sonic Steve's cheese. Only little people pay all these taxes and fees. Since you were born, we control what you watch and you read. And pretty soon we're gonna own the fucking air that you breathe. I take what I want, fucker, I don't have to say please. I convince you that it's good for you, take it and leave. You think presidents are the face of a nation? I put them all where they are, end of the conversation.